You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Hi, this is Mark Prisinger from Vancouver Island, and you're listening to Blue Source Canada with Ken Wall, bringing you the very best in Canadian blues music.
Mark Prisinger, one heck of a blues player from Nanaimo, British Columbia. Let's swing over to the East Coast from Newfoundland. This is Bowater. The release is called Who Works for Who. We're going to hear the title track and then Flavor of the Week. We're going to play the Blues of the Week. This is Bowater.
Your door. You promised
Bowater from Who Works for Who. Up next, we've got that great harmonica player, David Rotundo. He started off with his own band called the Blue Canadians. He's been voted Harmonica Player of the Year. His new release is So Much Trouble. We're going to hear She's Dynamite and Funky Side of Town, and we hope to have David on the show next week. Side of town.
honky side of town. Ain't no rights, only the wrongs. Everybody singing that same funky song. Ain't no lefts, ain't no rights. You can feel it. Funky side of town.
David Rotundo from So Much Trouble. From Burnaby, BC, we've got Terminal Station, a great rock and blues band. Their release is called Brotherhood. We're going to hear One More Shot and Take Me Back or Let Me Go. This is Terminal Station on Blue Source Canada.
Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. You know I love you, baby. You ain't no lie. Won't stick with your girl till the end of time. Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. There's only one fix for the shakedown man. Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through.
Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through.
From Brotherhood. We've got Greg Kavanaugh set to perform right now. He's a performer, a studio engineer. He owns his own studio and his own record label. His release is called Take It Slow. We're going to hear Gonna Move It. And happy here with you. And we sure are happy that you're here with us. This is Greg Kavanaugh.
Like a flame, I don't know what to say. make it a special day. Oh yeah. Everybody's gonna see what's shaking. Everybody will know. The one time I feel like moving, I don't know where to go. It don't seem like a thing. I don't know what to say. I'm gonna move it, yeah. I'm gonna move it, yeah. It don't seem like a thing.
Craig Kavanaugh from Take It Slow. From the province of Quebec, we've got Steve Hill. He's won a ton of Maple Blues Awards. He's got a brand new release out called Desert Trip. We're going to hear Judgment Day, and then we're going to have a chat with Steve Hill.
Different roads that lead to hell, and the trips along the way, the culmination of forgotten nights, tracing the path as clear as day, tracing the path. And the appetites left but a memory of what I used to be. If I think back to when I was a child, I can't believe that was me. And I roam and I wonder, never having a home, and I fear the price to pay on Judgment Day. All the times that I went astray have taken so much along the way, that when I think of what's left of me, can't remember what I used to be. And I roam and I wander, alone, alone. Yeah, I roam, never having a home, but I fear the price to pay on Judgment. We'll be right back.
We got a brand new album out right now. It's Steve Hill. It is Desert Trip, and I love it. And joining us to talk about it is Steve Hill. Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing fine. And I hear and I understand there's quite a story behind the title of the album. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, in September 2016, I went to California to go to a festival called Desert Trip. Only six artists were playing. Started with Bob Dylan, then the Rolling Stones. The next day, Neil Young and Paul McCartney. And then on the third day, The Who and Roger Waters.
Holy cow.
So after that, I went to LA. You know, I have a few friends over there. One of which operates Valentine Studio, which is, it's an old studio that was closed in 1980, but they kept it just the way it was in 1959. It's all the original equipment, but the look, the whole thing is totally vintage. And so I went to see my friend Nick, and I happened to have some time off. And after seeing the studio, I was like, you know, I gotta write some songs and record them before I go back home. So I decided to rent a camper van, and I bought a guitar, and then I went camping for 3 weeks. Basically every day I'd just drive around, and eventually, you know, I'd find a place where I could camp and light up a fire, eat something, and then I'd play guitar and record all the ideas on my phone. And after 3 weeks, I went back to the studio, recorded about four songs. Only one remains on the album. It's I Won't, because I redid the other songs in my studio. But a lot of the songs were written there, or you know, the basic ideas were done there.
And you've stated that this album was a sort of a journey through your state of mind at the time. What was your state of mind at the time? And I keep coming back.
It's the usual, you know, like the breakup, and then you know, it's all the blues songs. I had been through a difficult breakup, and basically I had been on the road for 2 or 3 years nonstop, and then I finally had some time off, and some time to think about myself and what to do next. And then in the fall of 2020, I was about at the same place 4 years later, and so I decided to do something with these songs, and so it became Desert Trip.
In the song Gotta Be Strong, you write, "No need to worry, just keep on doing what you do." And I think that's what you're saying you were doing, right?
Oh yeah, that's what I've always been doing. Actually, this is because there's a few songs on the album that I've recorded before. I just felt it because the album was sort of an EP. I had like six or seven new songs, and but I had another record which is called Dear Illusion that I because it was supposed to be released in April, and on that it's a one man band thing with a horn section, and I decided not to release the album. But there's a few of the songs that I had written in California, like Rain, Evening Star, Days, they would have been on that record. And then that's it. You know, in the fall, I decided to make like two records out of it. So I had, I had these acoustic songs that had that vibe, you know, but I didn't have a whole record of that. But I had Gotta Be Strong. That version was recorded, the basic tracks, or the original version was recorded in 2004. And then I redid the guitar and the vocals. And Cold Hearts and Judgment Day, these two songs were on an album that I released 10 years ago, but nothing happened with the record. It got no promotion at all. And I've always liked those songs. And they're like the first two songs where I really sang in my baritone voice, which is something that I've been singing for 30 years, but it took me about 20 years to become a singer. Because, you know, like I was always trying to sing higher than I can. I can reach higher notes, you know, but my natural sound is more the sound of the baritone. And the first song I wrote in that register is Cold Hearts, which is on Desert Trip, but which was originally on Whiplash Love that came out 10 years ago. And Judgment Day is probably, I think that song is my favorite song of all the songs I ever did. And it was the last song on that album that nobody heard. So nobody knew the track, you know. So that's a different version than the one that was released, you know. And it seemed like with the songs that I wrote in California and these three songs, I had they all sounded like they were done within the same week, you know. And I had a story there, you know, because I like the, you know, like I like Pink Floyd and all these. Bands that used to do albums where you get, it's a concept. It's not just like a bunch of songs together. And that's what I wanted to do with Desert Trip, you know.
And you mentioned the single Rain. I watched the video, which is really good, but it starts off with the line, I've been here so many times before. What does that refer to?
Well, it depends. What I like about songs is that, they can mean a bunch of different things. And to me now, the song doesn't mean the same thing that it did when I wrote it 4 years ago. And then the guy who did the video, to him, it had a different message, you know? So what is it about? It's about what it means to you, basically, you know? That's the cool thing about songs, you know. But originally, the song was about the soul, you know, the human soul, you know, like that, you know, like it comes back, you know, like you've been here before, you'll come back again, you know. But it could be about determination, or it could be about not giving up, you know. It could be about a few different things.
And on this album, you've got one of my favorite drummers of all time, Sam Harrison, is playing. Mm-hmm. That guy has got so much talent.
Oh, Sam's great. We started playing together in 94. Yeah. I got my professional break as a musician with his uncle, Bob Harrison. I became Bob, the guitar player in the Bob Harrison Blues Band in 93. And I'd see Sam at holiday parties, you know, and I'd tell Bob, we got to get Sam into the band, you know. And then he got into the band in 94. And the year after that, I stole the band. Basically, we started the Steve Hill Band, me, Sam Harrison, and Mark Deschain. And Sam's the one who plays the drums on my first two records. And also on the Majestics record, I did an album called The Damage Done, Steve Hill and the Majestics. And I played with Sam 2 weeks ago. We did a Hendrix tribute online. Sam and Alec, it was fun, but we'll do it again. Sam is the best.
You're a guitarist, you're a singer, you're a drummer, you play harmonica.
I'm not a drummer. I can play drums with my two feet and a drumstick on my guitar's headstock, but I'm not a drummer.
What came first? Were you a guitarist first or a harmonica player first?
Oh, no, I started playing harmonica about 6 or 7 years ago. My first instrument was the piano. Then a year after, I started playing the guitar, and I'm a guitar player first and foremost. You know, I can do a little bit of, you know, a little bit of piano, a bit of harmonica, you know, a bit of drums, a bit of bass, a bit of banjo, you know, but I would never consider myself a harmonica player. I'm a guitar player, you know.
One thing I really like about the album is that you've got a link for some extra downloads, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, well, I figured, you know, the CD is not really the format these days, but it's a cool item. And I got this great album cover, a beautiful drawing done by this guy called Rob Cannon. And it's a very nice object, you know, and I figured if you can sell the CD, but you can, it's more than that. So you got the MP3. Some people prefer the high definition files, FLAC. So you get that, but you also get you get the pictures that I took in California 4 years ago. There, you get the lyrics, the special things, and I'll keep uploading stuff. So there's a short documentary that's coming soon that will be there. And I can just keep adding stuff there. So it's not just a CD, you know, it's not the, well, it's like the whole experience, I guess.
Well, then let's put it this way. Where do our fans get a hold of your CD? How do they buy it?
Well, you can get it at stevehillmusic.com. You can get it on Bandcamp. It's in stores. If you can find a store that has CDs or LPs, but you can easily get it online and get it delivered within 2 or 3 days from stevehillmusic.com.
Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show. Appreciate
thanks,
it. Hopefully we get to see you live again soon.
Hopefully, maybe next summer, maybe next year.
Let's hope so. Thanks to Steve Hill for joining us. Again, his release is called Desert Trip. Here's a guy whose lyrics stand out. They are so strong. Michael Chatte. His release is called Conundrum. We're going to hear Longtime Lover. And then come on down. This is Michael Chatte.
Trained Hi, this is Michael Shotty, and we're on to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. So let's get the grooving going, shall we?
Must be some kind of sin.
I am slowly burning. Let's put the fire out. Yes, you know I'm yearning for your love to come on. I am slowly burning. Let's put the fire out. Yes, you know I'm yearning for your love to come on down. Your love to come on down. Your love to come on.
Michael Shotty from Conundrum. And that wraps up another episode of Blue Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. Thanks for tuning in. We'll leave you with a little bit of Guy Belanger. We'll catch you again next week. And stay tuned on The Hawk FM. Blue Source International is coming up next.